Chapter 17. I knew the Baron would have had some connection to what happened to you, I murmured angrily as I stuffed the letters into my pockets. There were several of them on the table, some from the mage and others from the Baron's castle, but they all bore his wax seal, and they were all encoded in some way. I needed to take them back home to Brooklyn, so I could use the power of the internet to try and figure them out. Plus, the girls could give everything a proper look.
At least this gives us a lead,
Amber reasoned in a placating voice.
The Baron's peeing you at least, so we can continue to take his gold while we work out what the hell to do about it.
He might not even really know the extent of what's going on,
Sid added reasonably. Even with the wax seal being stamped on all those letters? I frowned.
It doesn't look like his handwriting,
Sid explained.
When I served at his banquets, the one thing he always insisted on was that he was to write the place cards on the table.
So you don't think he wrote these letters? I asked and let out a sigh of relief. Thank God, I still wanted to get paid.
He's always been a very dismissive type of man,
Sid replied with a chuckle.
It's below his responsibilities to investigate things, but this means we can.
You're right. I sighed heavily and was suddenly very aware of the ache in my bones. Let's get the fuck out of here and go home. I tried not to think too much about the mangled body of the mage that laid in a heap somewhere deep in the dungeons, and reminded myself how crazed he'd been. He would have died at some point, doing what he'd been doing. Plus, he'd known full well about the kidnapping and torture of girls like Amber and Sid, so he deserved everything I'd dealt to him. But it still didn't stop the weird twist in the pit of my stomach thinking about it.
You did what needed to be done, James,
Amber said softly to me, as if she could sense my thoughts, which she probably could. Yeah, I know. I sighed again and ran a hand through my hair. Just feels like every thought is heavy right now. My brain is going a mile a minute.
Let's go back home,
Amber replied in the same gentle voice.
You need to rest.
Yeah, you're most definitely right. I chuckled, though there was barely any hint of humor in the sound. Let's see if Harold's potion does what it's meant to do. I made sure I'd pocketed the different weapon diagrams I'd found amongst the mage's things, as well as all the coded letters that somehow implicated the Baron, and then I pulled Harold's newest concoction out of my other pocket. The swirling gold liquid looked similar to the portal beneath my cabin, and I wondered again whether there was a connection there, too. Whether Harold's magic could be attributed to the fact there was a tangible pathway between my world and this one. I decided I didn't have the energy to think about it too deeply at this point. So I picked at the gold wax that kept the vial sealed, popped the cork from the glass rim, and emptied the contents down my throat. It tasted sweet and a little spicy, like cinnamon cookies during the holidays, and a gentle warmth spread across my chest as the magic flowed through every drop of blood in my veins. I took a breath and envisioned the Baron's castle, and then I felt my body dissipate from the mage's dungeon room like the flame of a candle being gently blown out. When I next opened my eyes, I was standing in the cool stone corridor just outside of Harold's chambers. I decided not to disturb the old man, since he'd probably be snoring into his straw pillow at this time of night, and instead set off through the castle toward the Baron's throne room. Despite the hour, the Baron was still slumped casually in his tall, velvet-covered throne, with a goblet of wine dangling in one hand, and the grin on his face was sickly sweet when he saw me approaching.
Sir James Miller returns!
The Baron clapped his free hand against his thigh like an excitable child.
Successful, I hope.
Of course. I bent my back in a half bow and shot the Baron a humorless smile of my own. The mage is dead. I've come to collect payment before I retire for the night for some much-needed rest.
Both being your rightful rewards indeed.
The Baron nodded quickly.
The quartermaster fetched me your gold before he himself retired to his bedchambers. He had faith in you, he told me, so I think he had an inkling you'd be returning to Haddon successful.
Well, he was correct. I kept the smile forced upon my face. I'd be glad to receive my reward, so I can retire for the night myself.
Do you have proof, Sir Miller?
The Baron asked shrewdly, before I hand over this almost extortionate amount of gold to you. I thought you'd never ask. I smirked and pulled the many scrolls and hand-scribbled spells I'd stolen from the mage out of my pocket. I stole these from the mage when I defeated him. I thought Harold could put them to use. The Baron nodded approvingly, and then he motioned a lazy hand so a guard immediately hurried forward, holding a far bigger pouch of raw gold than I'd ever gotten from the Baron before. I took the bag from the guard with a tight smile, half bowed to the Baron again, and hurriedly took my damn leave with his laugh echoing around the Great Hall as I left.
"Nearly home?"
Amber whispered in my mind as I hightailed it out of the castle and set off back toward the dungeon in the hills. I just nodded and kept my focus on putting one foot in front of the other, as I finally dipped into the cool quiet of the trees. The closer I got to the sanctuary of the cabin, the closer I got to the portal that would take me back home, and the quicker my walking became, until I was almost half jogging my way through the trees to get to the forest cabin. I heaved the secluded shutters open so I could descend the chilly stone staircase into the dungeon, made sure to put my remaining potions on the shelf inside my closet, and then stepped through the rippling golden portal. As soon as my dorm room materialized around me, Amber appeared at my side, while Sid slid off my back with a soft sigh, and I immediately felt the tension in my shoulders relax.
"He,"
Amber said as she placed both her hands on either side of my face and coaxed my head up so she could take a look at me.
"Are you doing okay?"
"I'm fine," I said with a soft smile, and the grin grew wider and more genuine as I looked deep into the blue ocean of her eyes. "Are you okay?"
"Yes, I'm all right, I promise,"
Amber breathed, and I could tell she desperately wanted to kiss me, like she always did when she regained her physical body. But she held herself back for Sid's sake. The room was silent, but only for a brief moment.
"Kiss him,"
I suddenly heard the black-haired woman say from in front of us, and we both turned at the sound of her quiet voice. Sid stared at us, and somehow her black eyes were even darker than they usually were, and I felt a twist of something deep in my abdomen as she looked at me.
"You should kiss her,"
Sid repeated quietly.
"I agree,"
Amber murmured, with her hand still playing with my hair at the base of my neck.
"I think you should kiss me."
I didn't need to be told twice, by either of them, and I let Amber coax my face down so I could finally press my lips up against hers. She immediately sighed into me the moment our lips touched, and I heard a soft intake of breath as Sid watched us, which in and of itself was almost unfairly sexy, and it forced my kiss with Amber even deeper. I pulled the redhead close to me so that every inch of our bodies was pressed up against the other, and our chests moved together as we fought for breath. Amber caved first and reluctantly pulled away so she could giggle breathlessly, and she looked across the room at where Sid was still staring at us. Amber gently disentangled herself from my arms and slowly walked across the room towards Sid, who followed her with huge black doe eyes. Then Amber walked a little ways past her so she could lean across and half whisper into Sid's ear.
"Do you want to kiss him too?"
she asked the black-haired woman in a throaty voice. Sid just locked eyes with me without answering, but her head bobbed up and down in the smallest of nods, and Amber hummed appreciatively in her ear. I watched with suddenly hungry eyes as Amber took Sid by the hand and gently led her across the room toward my bed, and then the redhead lifted one hand up so she could crook her fingers toward me in a wordless command to approach. And it was probably the sexiest thing I'd ever seen. I didn't waste another second and crossed the room in two quick strides so I was standing directly in front of the two of them. Sid's pale skin was already flushed, and I could see her breathing was ragged where it stuttered in her throat like a hummingbird's wings. Our eyes locked, though I could still see Amber in my peripheral vision as she continued to whisper in Sid's ear.
"It's okay,"
she purred softly.
"It feels right, doesn't it?"
Amber looked at me from where she was still partially behind Sid and grinned widely as I watched her plump lips brush against Sid's earlobe.
Yes.
Sid finally managed to stumble over the single word, but she said it with conviction as she kept her dark eyes fixed upon mine.
"He's my master and I love him." "Then kiss him,"
Amber said, and then repeated herself after another beat.
"Kiss him, Sid, it's okay."
I slowly extended my arm so I could brush my fingers against the pale skin of Sid's shoulder, and the black-haired woman shuddered at my gentle touch. I continued to trace small patterns in her skin until I could then move my hand from her shoulder, across her collarbone, and toward her slender neck. I pushed my fingers across the softness of her skin until my fingertips were buried deep within her jet-black hair, and my hand cradled her face. "I'm going to kiss you," I told her softly, as I ran the pad of my thumb along her jawline. She didn't answer verbally, just nodded as she continued to stare up at me with her big black eyes. It felt like an eternity of waiting, but I finally pushed my mouth up against hers, just one quick motion before I pulled back again, and already Sid had leaned forward as I moved back.
Oh.
She breathed and our eyes instinctively met again. She took a beat, and then Sid leaned bodily against me and wrapped her arms around my neck so she could kiss me again, and much more energetically this time. She tasted like milk and honey, and I let out a soft groan as I lost myself in our kiss. Then I felt Sid's sudden intake of breath as I pulled her even closer against me, to the point where she could probably feel the growing bulge in the front of my pants. I broke away from the kiss with a breathless chuckle, but kept my hand wound up in her hair.
"That did feel good,"
Sid admitted, and her cheeks were stained an adorable pale pink as she blinked up at me.
"Told you."
I heard Amber's satisfied voice come from behind us, and I realized she'd gotten herself comfortable on the bed already. I glanced over Sid's shoulder to see the redhead stretched out on the bed and propped up on one elbow so she could watch Sid and I kiss, and her blue eyes blazed with anticipation when she realized I was looking.
"James,"
Sid murmured breathlessly, and I brought my gaze back up to meet hers. "Yes?" I asked as I kept my thumb on her jawline.
I want you. I need you, I think, but... Amber..."
Sid let out a shaky breath and then chuckled nervously.
"I don't know if this is... if we can..."
She flapped her hands about in a desperate motion, in a last-ditch effort to explain her very obvious trepidation, and I grinned down at her when I understood what she was getting at. "It's like Amber said," I told the black-haired woman as I cradled her face in my hand. "It feels right because it is right."
"It feels right for me, too,"
Amber said from where she was laid out on my bed.
"All of this feels right. But it's crazy."
Sid chuckled nervously.
"I never thought I could feel like this."
Her words trailed off into silence as I moved my thumb from her jawline to her bottom lip, and she let her warm breath fan out against the pad as I moved it along her mouth. "So beautiful," I murmured, and smiled down at the black-haired woman I'd rescued from the other world.
"I want you,"
Sid repeated the words again, but this time her voice was soaked in desire, and my dick twitched in my pants as she blinked up at me. I took those three words and ran with them. I pulled my shirt off over my head so my chest was bare, and then slowly, gently, did the same for Sid. I pulled her borrowed t-shirt off over her head, and then I hooked my thumbs into the straps of her leather dress until eventually it laid in a pool at her feet. She stepped out of the dress and stood in front of me, and I marveled at the sight of her pert breasts, flat stomach, and ample hips. "Beautiful," I repeated. Amber had already done the same on the bed behind us, and I smiled at her as the redhead absentmindedly ran her fingers over her thighs and hip while she watched Sid and me. Then I pulled Sid into a kiss again, and the feel of her velvet-soft skin against my hands and my chest was enough to push my now rock-hard dick against my underwear and jeans, to the point where it was almost uncomfortable. I pushed the mound in my pants against her, and Sid let out an involuntary moan at the feel of me. My hands traveled down her arms, over her slim waist, and across the base of her stomach, until I slipped one hand down past her hip bones and between her legs. Sid's breath hitched in her throat as I slowly pushed a finger inside of her warm, tight opening, and I held her there just for a second so she could acclimatize herself to the sensation. Then her hand wrapped around my wrist to hold me there as she let out a long, shuddering gasp. "Does that feel good?" I asked softly, and she nodded as her eyes screwed shut with pleasure.
"Feels so good, James,"
Sid whispered as her grip tightened on my wrist and her head fell backward. "Here." I moved my finger inside of her to try and find that magic spot within her.
"Yes, there,"
Sid groaned loudly, and she pawed at my wrist as her hips instinctively ground into my hand. I used my thumb to circle against her swollen clit and slide another finger into her soaking wet pussy, and then I started to build up a rhythm. Sid's legs began to shake as I continued to kiss her, and it was all she could do to even keep her mouth against mine as I pleasured her with my hand. I pulled my touch away from her, and then very gently pushed my wet fingers into her open mouth, and she eagerly sucked her own sweet juices off my fingertips.
"Wow."
Amber breathed from where she was splayed across the bed, and I realized she'd also started to touch herself as she watched Sid and I. "You gonna play along with us?" I asked the redhead with a smirk.
Yes.
Amber gasped as she circled a finger over her visibly wet pussy lips. Good. I growled, and then I moved Sid down under the bed to join her. Amber instinctively started to brush her free hand through Sid's black hair, and I knew that's exactly where she'd stay for the whole time I was preoccupied with the newest addition to our little group. I couldn't wait any longer, so I quickly unbuttoned my jeans and dragged both of them and my boxers away from my legs until I was completely naked, and my rock-hard cock was finally free. Both women let out a soft gasp at the sight of it, and I felt the smirk pull at the corners of my mouth as I lowered myself down under the bed in front of Sid. I slowly pulled the pale-skinned woman's legs apart, and then ever so gently pushed my rock-hard cock against her opening. Sid gasped at the feel of my dick against her pussy lips, and Amber continued to stroke herself as she watched the two of us with hungry blue eyes. I slowly slid my length inside of Sid, inch by inch, as deep as I could get myself, and then I held us there for just a sweet second. She felt amazing, velvety and wet and warm around me, and I let out a long moan as I slowly started to slide in and out of her. Fuck, Sid, you feel so good. I groaned as my hands gripped onto the soft skin of her thighs, and she instinctively ground her hips back just at the sound of my voice.
You feel amazing, James.
Sid moaned softly. Then I started to pick up just a little speed, but was careful to remain gentle as I slipped in and out of her, and her tight pussy pulsed around my dick as we rocked together on the bed. I could barely bring myself to form words, and Sid was in the exact same position as we fucked slowly and gently. Her needy black eyes and plump swollen lips almost made me lose it there and then.
So gentle.
Amber murmured from just above Sid, and I brought my hooded eyes up enough to watch the redhead touch herself in the same rhythm as how I rocked in and out of Sid's warm, constricting tunnel. I could feel her soaking wet pussy grip around me as I moved in and out of her, and I arched my own hips up as I thrust it, so the very tip of my dick suddenly discovered that spot deep inside of her very core. I hit it over and over again, and Sid started to mewl helplessly beneath me as her pleasure grew.
Oh, James, oh, God, James, I'm gonna, oh, yes.
Sid grew louder and louder as I kept my pace up inside of her.
That feels so good.
She quickly shoved her hand against her mouth to try and muffle her moans as I kept slipping into her, but my dick kept hitting her G-spot over and over until she couldn't hold it any longer.
Oh, God, yes.
Sid bucked her hips as her orgasm finally hit her, and I immediately felt my own building at the base of my spine.
Fill her up with your seed, master.
Amber's fingers suddenly quickened inside of herself as she watched Sid climax, and then suddenly all three of us were panting in unison. Fuck! I growled and felt my own pleasure release as I finally exploded. My orgasm fired hot spurts of my seed deep inside of Sid's accepting body, and we both moaned and muttered words of pure ecstasy for a full minute as her pussy tightened and milked me for everything I had. The three of us laid there for a moment, out of breath and riding a high we didn't know was even possible, until Amber's breathless giggle finally broke the silence.
That was something.
She pushed her hair out of her face as she finally pulled her fingers out of herself. Then she caught my eye and made me watch as she slowly licked her own juices from the tips of her fingers, and I felt my dick twitch again, which Sid jumped at because I was still buried deep within her, and the black-haired woman giggled when she realized what the feeling was. I slowly slid out of her with a groan and felt my cock twitch again before I pulled Amber over to me by the ankle. Don't think I'm done with you, I told the redhead with a mock growl as I pushed myself up between her legs. We spent the rest of the night in our own world, our own little bubble of pleasure, as I came inside each of them too many times to count, and I had no idea whether we'd been going for hours or days by the time we finally fell asleep. There was a point sometime in the night that I found myself semi-conscious, with my limbs entwined between those of the two beautiful women who shared my bed, and I just couldn't help but grin sleepily up at the ceiling. I would have never bet anything like this would happen to someone like me, but the further I explored the magical dungeon world on the other side of my closet portal, the more it started to feel like a home away from home to me. For the first time in my life, I finally felt like I belonged somewhere, and that was largely in part to the two gorgeous women I'd rescued from a fate worse than death. We were bound together now, in mind and in body, and I fell asleep again with their bodies pressed against me, while dreaming of the adventures we were about to embark upon, and how I'd spend all the riches in my world. End of book 1.